VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On day one of his state visit to Britain, U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania got the royal treatment from Queen Elizabeth, including a state banquet. The president has said that he thinks the United States and Britain have an opportunity to work out a very big trade deal in the near future. But this comes while Britain is in political turmoil, and Prime Minister Theresa May prepares to resign in just a few days. As VOA's Patsy Wodak-Squower explains, this coupled with comments by the president could make talks awkward.
Trump is backing Boris Johnson as Britain's next prime minister. Britain seemed to have mixed feelings about Trump's remarks.
Well, personally, I view Boris Johnson as a little bit of a muppet. So I understand why Trump likes someone like Boris Johnson.
So I don't think there's a problem with him commenting about what's going on, and we probably should get our act together, but it's absolutely fine.
I just think he's a breath of fresh air against politicians who generally are asked a question and never give an answer.
Still, Trump's remarks have unsettled the carefully calibrated pageantry, including his insults of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, whom he called a stone-cold loser. Khan hit back with an editorial describing Trump as a global threat. Patsy Wodak-Squower, VOA News, London.
Russia has informed the United States that it has pulled most of its military personnel out of Venezuela. That's according to U.S. President Trump. The Moscow action is a setback for Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. He has clung to power with the support of Russia and China. But more than 50 countries, including the United States, have recognized National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Russian state defense contractor Rostec, which had trained Venezuelan troops and advised on securing arms contracts, has sharply cut its staff in Venezuela, about 1,000 personnel a few years ago at the height of cooperation, to a few dozen, according to a Wall Street Journal report. This is VOA News. Iran has taken new steps against two detained journalists who covered domestic labor unrest and government corruption, sending one to a notorious women's prison and sentencing another to a two-year jail term. Two human rights groups said Iranian journalist Sapeda Galian, who covered labor issues, was transferred to a women's prison near Tehran Monday. And in a move against the second Iranian journalist, an Iranian court imposed a two-year prison sentence on Masoud Kazemi on Sunday. That's according to his lawyer. Mexico warned Monday that President Trump's threatened new tariff on its exports to the United States would hurt both countries' economies and cause even more Central American migrants to travel through Mexico to reach the United States. At a news conference, Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Martha Barcina, said that the new U.S. tariffs would undermine Mexico's efforts to manage the flow of the migrants.
Tariffs could cause financial and economic instability, which means that Mexico could reduce its capacity to address migration flows and to offer alternatives to the new migrants who have recently arrived in Mexico.
And before leaving for a state visit in Britain, Mr. Trump, who earlier this year threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border, on Sunday goaded Mexico for a quick resolution to the latest snag between the neighboring countries. The U.S. House has passed the long-delayed $19 billion disaster aid bill, which includes money for Puerto Rico, but not for border detentions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The yeas are 354, the nays are 58.
President Trump is expected to sign the disaster aid bill into law after months of delays and a standoff with Democrats. It's aimed at helping communities around the country bounce back from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. But the president wanted $4 billion for detaining migrants at the border and opposes additional aid for Puerto Rico. And three times, conservative Republicans blocked a vote objecting on procedural grounds. But now, with lawmakers back from a 10-day recess, the House has passed the bill, which the Senate approved last month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's conveyed U.S. concerns about Europe adopting 5G technology from China.
We've been clear. Our ask is that our allies and our partners and our friends don't do anything that would endanger our shared security interests or restrict our ability to share sensitive information. Friends speak to each other quite honestly, and we had the opportunity to do that today.
The top U.S. diplomat's remarks come during a trip to Europe amid the Dutch intelligence agency's reported investigation over alleged hidden back doors in the software that could put Huawei unauthorized access to users' data. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.